And you're very welcome back to an extended Saturday Sport here on RTÉ Radio 1. We're with you until 8 o'clock. Ulster are at Welford Road to take on Leicester. And how's that going to go? Well, let's go live there, first of all, to Nick Heath.
Oh, yes, good evening, Des. How are you?
Is there a big Ulster crowd there?
Yes, there's certainly a lot of the Northern Irishmen have made their way over here. We've been hearing the chants of stand up for the Ulstermen coming over from the left-hand side of the Welford Road stand, the Caterpillar stand, as I sit here. But yes, match number 10 in round two. Welford Road bristling with atmosphere as two former European champions do battle here this evening. Leicester unbeaten in a 16-game run in Europe here at home, but Ulster won't be too concerned about that, as Leicester's home record this season in the Premiership, so far without a single victory. Highly out of sorts for last year's finalists. Ulster, of course, will be led by skipper Johan Muller in a side that boasts nine internationals in the starting 15, while Jordan Murphy captains the home side, which contains the same amount of starting internationals but with four on the bench, including England scrum half Ben Youngs, who's on the return from a knee injury. Both sides come into this match having secured 4-point victories in round one, so tonight's result could have a serious bearing on their respective campaigns. With neither side lighting up their own domestic leagues, Europe will be an important focus, so they'll be looking to give it their all here to cement their place at the top of Pool 4. Kickoff is at 6 o'clock, Des.
Thanks a million, Nick. And Nick will keep us in touch with that game as we go along.
Two big players for Connacht, one in the sin bin, one struggling, as we go back to Welford Road and to Nick Heath.
Yes, half an hour played here and it's 9-all, as Toby Flood was taking that last penalty just as you came to me before. He did slot that, so it's 6-all. And then Humphreys has managed to get another penalty, an absolute stormer from about 55 metres. He's certainly enjoying himself out there this evening. Flood has replied those. Flood with 3 out of 4, Humphreys 3 out of 3, 9 points each, and 8.5 minutes left of the first half.
OK, thanks, Nick. About 9.5 minutes left in the first half here, and the clock stopped at the moment.
Right, we're going to check on the other match involving Ulster at Leicester from Welford Road. Here's Nick Heath.
Yes, thanks, Des. Full time at Welford Road, and it's Leicester Tigers 20, Ulster Rugby 9. After a first half that saw Ulster take first blood through the boot of Ian Humphreys, only to get into a kicking competition with Toby Flood that ended up as 9-all at the break, the second half saw these two sides' immense defences pushed to the limit as the bodies began to tire. It was the Tigers who slotted the first penalty of the second half through Flood, but despite some bruising midfield hits as Darren Cave toiled for Ulster and Tuilagi tried the battering ram approach for Tigers, it was actually a more delicate chip through behind Ulster's defence after some concerted pressure that finally brought the game's first try through Leicester centre Matt Smith in the far right corner. The Ulstermen continued to press as McLaughlin rang the changes, but Welford Road were determined to keep their home side fired up to see them past the finishing post, Toby Flood adding a final 3 points on the final whistle to give the supporters one last cheer. The result means that Leicester Tigers go top of Pool 4 with 8 points, Clement O'Byrne sit in second on 6, Ulster third with 4 points, and Ironi sit bottom. Final score at Welford Road in the Heineken Cup, Leicester Tigers 20, Ulster Rugby 9.
Thanks a million for that, Nick. All right, then we'll be chatting about the...